Edge delay gel for men. 7 milliliters. Found in the health health section. You know what I mean?
I got you.
That's all. That's all I'm saying about that.
Available at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, it is.
Proud sponsors of the morning shift.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go.
Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The morning shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Everything in between is a get a Friday.
We're here for our morning shifters from our misters to our sisters.
Aloha.
We back for another show just in case you messed up.
Do the dish.
It's all powered by Uno Media. Mark, I can't wait for it.
Hello, wonderful people. Stay blessed.
No stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's
go. Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't, real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your hearts.
Get it Friday!
Hey, Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, let's poop.
Oh, I love today is Friday. What's up, brother? Hey, man, what is on the show today?
Come on now. We got a show and a half.
We have something that I hope excites you as much as it excited us.
What do I say with that?
I don't know how to tease that.
Mark, you want to have a go?
James Fisher Harris?
That's it!
And James Fisher Harris. And James Fisher Harris.
Let's go on fishing. We got a big one. We got ourselves a great white shark that our warriors.
We pulled up Maui. That's what we pulled up. And my net. Holy.
We are going to talk about that on the show. We have to. And we return service for the wildest lie that woman have told men. We did this other way around earlier in the week. We flipped it around. And then to wrap up the show, didn't do it last week. We do it every couple weeks. Friday Forgotten Bangers.
Come on.
We are back with a good one.
Come on.
But we always start the show with an absolute
boy.
And Mark, you have those honors because it's Friday.
Yeah, I do. An honor that I do not take lightly. And gentlemen, I want to start our vibe with a little...
We love you.
We made it through the week. Okay. Let's get aggressive for the weekend.
They know that this
smile is
so
funny.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
How are we feeling? We've landed it. We're landing the plane for a Friday. It's been a long week. It feels like a really long week. Maybe it's because we had a short week a couple
holidays.
Weeks ago. Yeah, school holidays.
How are our parents doing?
I've dragged Ava along to work every day, and she's been packing jerseys for Uno Clothing. So I'm if anything, I should be paying Uno Clothing for babysitting.
Yeah, I need to pay my mum. She came up. I flew mum up to babysit because. Winter school, they gave us the opportunity to spend more time with him this week, even though he's at daycare, which I was like, thank you so much, more time with Winter, but I don't know how to babysit. So I had to get my mum up here. Mum's come up from Wellington, and I think maybe the novelty of having Winter run around and just be on a maximum amount of energy has slightly, potentially just worn off just a touch.
Here's the thing, guys, is something that someone said to me a long time ago. It's not babysitting if it's your own kids. That's called parenting. You babysit other people's kids.
I don't know. It feels like babysitting sometimes.
I heard this just thing.
Don't die. We'll see you tomorrow.
Parents, this might be good for you over the school holidays, is just imagine that you're an 80-year-old right now, but you have a time machine, and you can walk back into the time that you're in right now.
Don't do that.
And that will help with the perspective. Come on, bro. That will help me so much.
We don't need all that perspective that will actually help us, bro.
There you go, parents.
We want to sit in how hard it is sometimes.
Right in the middle of it. How are we though, boys? We all right?
Look, I want to be first and foremost and put my name out there and say James Fisher-Harris to the Warriors was the big news yesterday and late the night before.
Mark knew, he didn't tell me. He said, I'll tell you.
You don't know why we didn't talk about it yesterday. We had a little scrap, didn't we?
Mark knew. He told me not to tell you.
These boys convinced me that they knew and they didn't tell me. Brooke, what were your words, Brooke? I'll tell you. He goes like this.
He goes, because
you know how you get, it would have got out there. Like, you would have told everyone. So we just had to, keep it between us.
We wanted to tell you, though. But apparently, that
wasn't true at all, and you didn't know. For the record, because a lot of people, to be honest, I actually saw someone post James on a Warriors jersey on our page. And that's what kind of triggered that memory. I forgot the name. Sorry, bro. That's what kind of got me thinking about it. Then we obviously talked about it. So people think we're psychic and we actually made that happen. But maybe we are. I'm not going to say we're
manifested.
But how are you feeling, Mato, Mark? Because you are actually, we're Warriors fans, of course. But you're one of them hearty, like.
Them ones.
Had no idea beforehand. I had no idea. Well, I had a few minutes before it was posted. I had a heads up from somebody. But other than that, I had no idea beforehand. What I instantly go to is, you would be hard-pressed to try and find a global sport in history, that is on the up-and-up like the Warriors are, that then go and get the guy. Like, very seldomly do you have a team that's coming together really, really well and has all the good pieces, and then we were obviously going to be losing Adam Fanua-Blake, but we are losing Adam Fanua-Blake at the end of the season, and people are like, that's a massive piece that's missing. Very seldomly do you go and get the guy who may, and I'm not putting it out there, but may actually be even better. And go, wow, what a signing. So for me, I was scratching my head. I was like,
it's like the Warriors getting KD.
That was it's basically like Golden State Warriors winning the chip and then going and getting KD. Yeah. Kevin Durant, who was just a killer scorer. He was the best in his position at the squad at the time. And people will argue whether KD was the best, but he definitely was. Slim Reaper in his prime. Like, that was one of those things where you're like, get out, that's unfair. It's almost like, get out, that's unfair, the Warriors have got James Fisher-Harris. And the coolest thing is when you look at the reaction from all sports media, and I'm talking sports media, the Australians, the Kiwis, everyone's like, get out.
It's actually jarring seeing Aussie sports media get so excited or want to talk about it or give us credit. Like, I've never seen so many,
I'm lapping it up.
Takes about the Warriors in a positive way because they have something positive to say, but it's just like, it's almost awkward. It's kind of like, leave us alone, man.
Anyway, we're just over here just trying to win a chip. All the ones who were at Mount Smart Stadium when it was raining and we were losing and we had no way of winning. You guys, that's the people who I think about in moments like this. The ones that have been there through thick and thin. And hopefully more and more people get that way, because that's how you're supposed to support a sports team. Not like we've had the luxury of supporting the All Blacks where it's thick. No.
Different shapes and sizes of sport.
And I think those are the people I think of in this moment. I'm like, yeah.
Love that. We are going to get into that a little bit later, because Brooke has friends in high places that can make calls in higher places. So looking forward to talking about more.
Don't put that pressure on me.
Oh, no, we're going to. I did want to quickly say and it feels so cool, but it is cool. We hit 1 million followers on TikTok, the Shifters, last night.
We'll be TikToking.
Or the other night, sorry. And it was funny, I was talking to my partner and she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, are you happy? And I was just like, and then I had a moment and I thought, it's not all about the numbers, but it also is. But it is nice to have them. But I think where I'm at, and what I just want to thank the Shifters is for us, this journey that you've come on with us, we hope you know that it's always because of you guys. But also, I think the success of what we're going to do or what we're going to try and do is in the value that we bring. So hopefully we can continue to bring value, that we can continue to shift things together. We got enough followers to swing a vote now. No, proper.
But
if you break down a lot of the vote, the last election, some of them were only 10,000, 30,000 votes in between. We could swing the vote.
Moves.
We could swing the vote now.
This is the problem with numbers and money. Look at that. Look at that look in his eye. Sorry. Look at it. He's already starting to feel it.
I'm just saying, don't put us again. Don't bank on us not voting next time, baby. I know you think we don't.
I'm with Jordan. Thank you guys so much. And there's always this thing of, what's in it for us? Well, hopefully this can continue to grow on our Facebook page, thanks to sorted.org.nz, which we have a great podcast coming up next week about mortgages, which I hope you really enjoy. But we gave the Shifters whānau an opportunity to learn with us. And also, on top of that, a $500 TMS merch box. So congratulations to Jesse Totari. Hey! We will be getting in touch with you and we'll hook you up with $500 worth of TMS gears. But thanks to Sorted. And being able to make that work.
I have been looking at merch for winter, guys. You want to get very excited. We've acknowledged we need more designs. We need more colorways.
We're in the kitchen.
It's very exciting. We're in the kitchen cooking.
Love that.
Anyway, let's get into Daily Bread.
That's right, guys. Daily Bread, breaking bread with the news of today.
And today, April 19th. That is 110 days deep into the year, 256 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It is Refresh Your Goals Day today.
Yeah, that's really good.
Nicholson down.
I've just finished 75 hard, and there's this temptation, like, I should go on another challenge, but I don't think it's about going through life like challenge after challenge.
That's just hard.
The next one I want to do, because the physical took it out of me quite a lot, working out 2 days, one outside. The next one is actually around goals. But what I want to do is I want to write 5 things on a paper each day for 40 days. And I just have to tick them off. And it can be as big as it could be sort your socks. It could be
sort your socks is a good way to start.
It could be clean out your car every day.
Sort your socks.
And so that you're reset, ready to go in the morning.
Can I just focus in on sort your socks for a second?
Okay.
Yesterday I pulled my 2xU socks out, my compression socks. And someone had folded the right sock and the right sock together. Now I know they're still the same sock, but they had a little R on it. And I had to go through all my socks to work out where the 2 left socks were so I could get left and right.
That was intentional.
You okay?
I'm through it. Thank you. 2xU. It's also Humorous Day, a day designed to urge us to see the silver lining in every situation.
Do you guys feel, you probably feel like me, do you feel a bit cursed by how hilarious you are? Like, honestly, being us, it's hard. The burden to get to that one-liner, the burden to make people laugh, honestly.
Honestly, sometimes...
Heavy is the crown when I go to sleep.
Once I'll have like a punchline every now and then, and I just think to myself, Jordan, why don't you do this more?
Mm.
That's what I think to myself. Like, you have the ability. You should do this all the time.
And possibly a day that you can't relate to. Rice Ball Day. Happy Rice Ball Day.
Sorry.
Like Aaron Chino's?
Just cut the music. I can't relate to. Are you crazy? I'm Samoan. Of course I can relate to that.
Y'all eat rice balls?
Like Aaron Chino's? Aaron Chino?
I mean...
Is what they're
called? No? Not Aaron Chino.
I just heard rice and I relate, so I don't need to, you know what I mean? I'm right there.
It's like when you go to the sushi shop and you can see you can get rice wheels.
Oh, no, I don't like those ones.
And the rice balls.
I couldn't live without rice.
Rice?
That's my favorite thing to eat.
I mean, look past every day.
Well, happy Rice Ball Day as well.
Love that. Love that. My Daily Bread, guys, 13 years ago, yesterday actually, Game of Thrones premiered. The greatest. I don't give a damn about no other show.
I know nothing.
The greatest journey of television. Don't talk about how it ended.
That's all right.
Respect the journey that we had.
Remember
while we
the
had it.
Fever pitch feeling you had when it came to an end? Like, as in that episode would end, and you're like, oh my goodness, I gotta wait another week.
Remember the silence as the credits rolled up.
Yes.
On the episode, we all know what we're talking about now.
Mm.
That rhymes with shed.
And wedding.
Bedding.
Oh, bro.
For anyone that, I am so jealous, bro. I would honestly swear I would pay $5,000 to someone if they could do something with my brain to like
erase
and watch it again. I would pay $5,000.
Wow, that was moving.
I put a price on it.
Yeah, that was pretty bloody good. My one today, a woman's been arrested for taking her deceased uncle into a bank to attempt to secure the loan.
Yes. Yeah.
That's rough. She wheelchaired him in.
Oh.
There was a huge loan next to his name that she tried to sign. I shouldn't be laughing at this, but she tried to grab.
I want to know the thought pattern between
she held his head in the wheelchair, so in one hand she's got the head leading up, and in the other hand she's trying to sign it off.
No, bro, imagine being the bank teller and realizing that he's not alive. Bro, I would get it's giving me goosebumps.
I would say you'd probably notice straight away when she's reeling him in and the head's like,
excuse me, ma'am, is he dead?
Man. Excuse me, sir, do you really want
that
to sign this?
Rough. That's so, in America, eh?
It's only in Brazil.
Okay.
Brazil.
Sorry,
in Brazil.
My bad. Yeah, nah, Brazil heavy.
Hey, you believe it? It's in Brazil.
Hey, heavy over there.
Do you think so?
I get smart to America. I'm not getting smart to Brazil.
Yeah, I see why Alex paraded it.
Them gangs different over there.
We are Gucci on this side.
Shut up my mouth when it comes to
Brazil. She wheelchaired him in and just try to sign that bad boy off.
Love that. That is your Daily Break, guys. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
All I do is...
This is the morning shift.
Boys, I usually try and keep our meetings outside of the show. And sorry to all the shifters, I could not move this meeting though. So I'm going to get you guys. Can you just look in your calendars? What does it say in there?
What is going on here, mate?
Sorry,
we're on the podcast live. You know the name.
Can we just okay? I just update. Need you guys to look at the camera now.
Say something. I can't see anything.
You will, mate. You will. Chill. All right. Just clicking up the interview.
Who's that?
No!
Oh,
no! I don't do that!
Turn it, buddy! Turn it, turn it!
We do this! We do this! We do this!
We actually do this!
You shut up! Someone call my son, tell him his dad is him, his father is him. Someone call my boy, get him out of daycare, tell him we are up right now, we are way up right now.
I don't even know who to talk to.
Nobody can talk to me, son. Nobody can talk to me, son. Get the red lingerie. Get the red lingerie, it's going to be a good night.
All I do is win.
Come on, win.
That was beautiful.
Ah, T-Pain.
What's up, boys?
Sir.
Hey, what's up, man?
Sir, you are more beautiful on camera.
Wow.
And you'll be more beautiful in real life. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I knew you guys were doing something.
Doing?
Oh, we're good. We're so
that's
good.
Perfect, man.
Thank you. Thank you for...
They've been plotting behind the scenes, man.
I know you're a busy man. TV's thank you and... for this.
It's pretty good, man. Nah, I appreciate you guys, man. Thank y'all for the kind words and everything you guys have been doing up there, man. It's cool as hell seeing all that. You know, sometimes we get kind of lost in our own negativity and seeing stuff like the things that you guys do, man. It really helps. Really helps keep pushing. You know what I mean? Kind of gives us reasons to keep pushing on to know somebody really likes us that much, man. It really helps. So I really appreciate that, man. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you for your music.
Screaming on the inside. You have no idea.
It's beautiful. I don't know where we go from this.
they were saying that we were supposed to do something, but I wanted to talk to you guys about something because I've been working on something pretty cool, and I think we got it all handled now, and I want to... I want to tell you guys because I kind of been keeping it a secret until I, you know, until I made sure it was a real thing.
Man, come on, man! No, quit playing with me, man. What is it though?
It's before you question it at all, it is officially official. We got everything worked out. We actually have been talking to y'all's people on the side. You guys are coming to Wisconsin Fest. So here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Not only, because there's more, not only are you guys coming to Wisconsin Fest, we've decided that we want to live stream the event, right? So in the event that we live stream the event, all of the artists that are coming and that are going to be on the whole lineup have to get interviewed by somebody.
So,
I would like to formally invite you guys, and not invite, but tell you to get your ass in a room and get on a plane and come to Wisconsin Fest because you guys are hosting the entire live stream of a Wisconsin Fest.
See, Mama, we made it!
Mama, we made it!
We humbly accept this request, and we can't wait, brother. Thank you so much.
It's on June 8th. It's on June 8th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll show you a map and everything. It's gonna be fire. But you guys are hosting the entire live stream of the Wisconsin Fest. You guys are responsible for making sure the world can see what's going on at Wisconsin Fest. And the good news is, not only am I there, but Akon is there as well.
Come on.
We ain't lonely no
this
more.
This is a full circle moment of my life.
Where's my moonshine? Got me all up in the club with you, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, all my friends, you better talk to
Wisconsin.
Me different now.
Wisconsin.
That's not my name.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Brother, we're going to bring the energy. We're two fellas with the community here down in New Zealand, and to be able to have this partnership, it's going to get live. Just thank you so much, man. Bro. Thank you for your
time. We've been working on this for a good minute, but I wanted to be the one to come and tell you guys so I can take all the credit for making it.
you got a whole ship this community with you.
We're
now, brother.
Hear me, brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate y'all again, man. Keep doing what you do, please. I know y'all don't plan on stopping anytime soon, but if there's ever a thought, please. Keep going, man.
Oh, man.
Push through the negativity. There are people that love you guys, obviously, because, you know,
we're here now.
You guys got the audience. You guys got people pushing y'all, and I'm telling y'all that I get that from you guys. So if there's people pushing you to keep going, and I need you to keep going, you never know how that ladder goes.
Thank you.
So keep going. You never know who you're affecting and whose day you're making better. So please, for the love of everything that's good in New Zealand, please. Keep going, bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Bro. We'll see you soon,
man.
Wisconsin.
We'll see you, baby.
What is life, bro?
Hey.
All I do is win. Oh,
shit, this
no
dude is
bad. Got money on my mind.
Hey.
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 We're going to be high. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
All
hey. Hands go up.
We'll see.
Showtime.
And they stay there.
I feel high.
There's an ecstasy around it. Like that was T-Pain.
Mato Mark, what was that? What was going around the back? I knew you guys were up to something. I hadn't heard about the trip. Honestly, I'd kind of just been like, damn, that was cool. We did that. And they tried to offer us something, but probably not going to happen. I kind of resigned to that fact.
Yeah, I think that was the official invite. But behind the scenes, I think, yeah, it's just been, there's been people working hard behind the scenes. Laura, Neeks, Hendo.
Yourself.
Like, the team's all basically, they're so keen. They cannot wait to see you boys in there. They want to obviously introduce you to the American audience as well. And then that live stream means that all our shifters can watch who you're talking to. They can watch the concert as well. Like, it is basically... And a big thank you to Nappy Boy Radio as well, because them.
You just saying that sentence is nuts.
T-Pain gets it.
He 100% gets
it. Giving time to like wait on the call to surprise us, then to actually just these guys, they're too cool. A lot of these guys, you know, but T-Pain gets it. And I heard what he said. Like, he even took the time to encourage us what we're doing here. You know. Like, that was special, man.
Yeah, and yeah, dope. Payne was what he was on there for a while, and he just
Payne. You gotta put the tea back on there. You took that tea back on there, man, big boy.
Good times. Thank you, shifters.
Mark. Thank you to the shifters because without that, it's once again we're just in the garage, and now we really can say it's garage to the world. Like, we can't thank you guys enough for this to even be a thing to come to fruition. I will never be able to express 100%. The words that I want to say is how thankful we are.
100%.
Content ideas, guys. We got to do a content plan now. Shifters, you got to help us with our trip to America. Let's boo.
This is the Morning Shift.
Oh, banger. Banger. Shifters, it's very important that we have both sides of every story.
Mm-mm.
Earlier this week, we asked the ladies, we said, hey, guys.
Hang on a second. Just... How on earth are we going from the high of just talking to T-Pain to playing Michael Bolton?
What is more TMS than that?
We are the roller coaster of emotions.
Mm-mm.
And I want to say, we didn't ask. You asked, my buddy.
Hey, man, when one of us make it, we all do it. That's the thing. Whenever I go anywhere, in this case, we're getting sidetracked here. I was telling Mark this the other day. Whenever I go anywhere, someone will be like, where's Jordan? Like, I'm just supposed to know where you are at all times. Where's Mark?
I straight-faced lie at the Warriors games because it's the only place you're actually ever going to see me. It's either home or Warriors games.
What do you say? So where's Brooke and Jordan?
Oh, they're here.
Bro, you're an egg, bro. What's that guy?
You big liar. And that's what this is all stemmed around. It's lies. So earlier in the week, we said, ladies, what's the wildest lie that a man has told you? Flipped it around. In-game love. We're on the tennis court right now. Return serve.
If you didn't hear that episode, the highlight for me was the guy who told his girl at the time that he wrote Need Your Mystic Sun Comes Down. That is elite.
That was elite.
That's
my favorite one was the dude who went to Secret Service.
Oh.
That was probably my favorite one.
And my favorite was the guy who claimed, was starting to quote what was it? The Grey, Secret Shades of Grey.
Chapter, yeah. Segment, like, paragraph.
And saying, like, oh, no, I wrote it.
Nah, he got it off me.
Yeah, they borrowed it off me.
So what I did break down after reading through all of these, because there was a lot, what I did break down was dudes are more creative when it gets to this point.
Oh.
Dudes are coming up with lies. What we get hurt with was more the, she said that she was going to love me.
Oh.
She said don't worry about him.
Yeah, but
she dudes said are more we just work.
Dudes are more creative because often the creative lie seems more less harsher than the hard truth. Like, not keen anymore, you know? Like, I don't want to go out anymore.
So we fully
Which would be
you know
so
what I mean?
Like, much easier.
So much easier, right?
Yeah. Is it though?
No,
you've got to give us credit. You've got to give us credit for the creativity.
It's a loser. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying maybe if ladies got more comfortable with the truth, it would just be. I'm just trying to have an entertaining chat, bro. I'm just trying to chuck something out there.
But we did come with. There were a few. So there's a few that we can get through, right? Let's go straight to a voice, actually. Let's go. Our very first one today is the wildest lie a woman has told you, boys.
Kia ora, boys. One of the wildest lies I think I've heard from my girl is from one that I met recently. She told me she travels a lot for work. Found out later that she's an Uber Eats driver. Oh my gosh.
Well, she kind of right. Still, she traveling around on a technicality.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
that's all right.
Different flavors of the world.
Yeah, you're still traveling around the world.
You're Ubering, you know, Indian food 1 minute, right. Chinese the next. You've been around the world.
Right, yeah. Probably more so than most.
Yeah.
More accomplished with it.
Why are we backing this up?
This one says, caught her hooking up with a guy at the beach and she told me she was giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to save his life. See.
No.
This is what I'm saying. Unreal. When we're talking sinister, this is not a lie. You know what this is? This is a, I know what you saw. You saw what you saw. I don't care. Like, this isn't even a lie. You know what I mean? Like, this is why a woman... can be equally, if not more, nastier than men. But men get the worst rap when it comes to lies. She texts this man back. Oh, no. What you saw is mouth-to-mouth. She don't give a damn,
Jordan,
your feelings.
He was in the Secret Service.
That is an earth crusher.
He was
but that is so ridiculous, it's hilarious. Like, you know, like, that's a lie. What I mean? That right there, what I just read, bro, that is violent on, like, a completely different level.
But could be considered hilarious to other people.
That is like, you're either too stupid to get this as a lie, or yes, you saw what you saw. I don't care how you feel about it. Sorry. Whoa. I don't need to
tell him how you feel, my boy. Tell him how you feel.
I just want us to get the same type of hidings. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Emotional hidings.
Oh, of course. Not physical, obviously. But, you know, we went at the guys. You know,
we've got a return serve. We got Roger Federer over here, too, so we good. We good. This one says,
that was a really bad way to describe that. Get the same hidings. I'm so sorry.
It's actually, though, it's a refreshingly bright way of doing it, too.
We mean absolute metaphorical, okay? I'm so sorry. You know what I mean.
Read between the lines on this one. She told me she caught the by wearing her mate's undies. See, Jordan, that's sinister.
Nah, I heard a guy do that too.
Say that.
And a guy we know, it was his friend.
No, we didn't. That's a reflection on us, Jordan. We didn't hear that.
No. It's a branch off a friend, not to connect to us. Okay. The person who told me. Yeah, that's been used, I think, a couple of times.
I read that like, that is bad.
Some of y'all going, can't you though?
Wait, if they were
some of y'all told that lie, and now you're realizing that someone in the car now is questioning.
Particularly,
you said that too.
All right, listen. We'll read one more.
I got more. Oh man, I can't read this. She convinced me that her sugar daddy was actually her real dad.
Yeah, that's daddy's car.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of right. You just got to say daddy.
Hey.
Don't say it like that either.
Yeah, that's
yuck. Put a smile in your voice, you weirdo.
I want to get mine out of the way because I just don't want to read these anymore. I went into her phone and in her notes I saw a bunch of boys' names. This hua told me they were names she was thinking of for her kids.
Oh.
Roger, Tom.
Hey, but these names don't even really align with each other.
These are all your workmate names.
A couple
that's crazy.
Brown names in here now. Come on.
That's crazy.
You'll be quick on your toes for that one. All right, let's go one more.
The biggest lies that women tell men. I've got two for you, lads. Number one, when she tells you that your size is the perfect size.
Oh, brother.
Gotta hurt.
That peewee don't get
you. Just told me my mom looked like my dad. Number two, when she tells you that your cuddles last night was the best cuddle she's ever had. And she goes onto her Instagram stories and posts, men ain't shit. Ah! Dagger, straight to the heart. Stay blessed.
That perfect word, eh? Man, they gonna convince themselves they ain't lying.
I think I'd prefer not to know the truth in those situations.
Yeah, where's the line?
That's something you can keep yourself.
Your damn self.
Still hurt. Shut up. I'm just giving you the universal logic for whatever. If we've ever been shaped, that's what dudes go.
Big enough.
We're
big enough. That was
the problem.
That didn't deter nothing. All right, we're putting this one to bed. We've got both sides of the story.
No more lies.
No more lies.
No more lies, humans.
No more
lies. Humans, no more lies. And actually, a tip.
Tell good lies, too.
Guys, if you ever want to tell a girl a bad lie, or a lie at all, before you do it, sit yourself down and just give her an opportunity. Do you want to hear what I'm like really thinking? Because I will say it. And you'll always feel better about that. Now, how you say it's important. But a hard truth
language is
always better than a creative lie.
Oh. Look at him.
Your breath stinks. What's the king? Give me Dick.
This is the morning shift.
Okay, so we've buried the hatchet. We've realised that we've got no more hard feelings about who knew when and where. The James Fisher-Harris signing for the Warriors is massive. And we did promise we would come back. We would revisit it.
Yes.
Now that we've buried all our feelings. But why just us?
Why us? Well, you don't need our opinions, eh?
You don't need our opinions.
Why don't we just ring the bro himself? Because our friend Brooke over here does have friends in high places. Please welcome to the show, Shifters, Sean Johnson. That's it. All we want, bro, is honestly, I think you saw the response the other day. What are your feelings about this amazing signing with James Fisher-Harris?
Yeah, bro, it's big. It's big time. I mean, I reckon we all probably felt the same, you know, when we heard the news. It's one of those things when you lose a player like, you know, Adam.
Yeah.
There's probably only one or two props in the game that you have sort of some chance of filling that hole with, and we got one of them, so... yeah, bro, pretty big scalp.
Bro, run us through the first thing you said. Like, what was the first word you said? And be honest with us too. When did you guys find out? Let's start with that actually. When did you guys find out before everybody else?
Because that was kept under wraps. It was, bro.
And it's actually really refreshing, bro, that they can handle a situation like that. You know, like both clubs. So we only found out not too much before, you know, the rest of, I guess, the world found out. But, you know, when I found out, I was thinking, okay, like, how much longer can I play for now?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, come on.
But then I was also thinking, okay, now the pro's just taking all the money, so now they're going to me, so okay.
Wait, was this a Webster? Is this another thing that we can, you know, tip our hat to Webster for? Or is this like, is it different now? Like, the Warriors seem like a different organization. They can actually reach out to big names and put a good case forward.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, multiple people, you know, responsible for being able to sign players, you know, and achieve the recruitment, you know, success that we've had since Webby's come in. Obviously, Webby's the start of it. He's created an environment for all of us to, you know, succeed under. And I reckon, you know, a lot of players in the comp are watching what we're doing, especially, you know, Kiwi-born players watching what the Warriors are doing. They've always had that connection with the club. But now they're seeing a club that's successful and creating something, you know, and maybe they're just feeling that urge to really want to be a part of that. You know, you always want to win. So, you know, if the Warriors can be successful, then, you know, I don't see why there can't be more players that want to come home, or even just, you know, players, you know, from around the comp that want to be a part of that environment.
100%.
So, yeah, bro, it's pretty cool to see, you know, players like, you know, Fish want to come home and, you know, represent our club.
But it's been doing the next generation well too. Like, do you know what I mean? Like all those the high school stars, the rugby players who, you know, it's been a trend to be heading over to Melbourne or, you know, heading to Penrith. Like now, like their number one option should be the Waz.
Yeah, right, 100%. And it's like, it probably doesn't get spoken about like enough. It's one of those things, lad, where like our pathways, you know, becoming stronger and stronger. There's more opportunity, you know, for young fellas coming through to come in under our banner, and it hasn't been like that in the past. Yeah. And over the next few years, they're going to see that strength in players' life. Which, like, everyone wants to talk, like, it's easy for us to talk about, I guess, what we see for 80 minutes on the field with the players like Fish, the Rogers, but it's the stuff that they have off it. You know, the way they approach the game, the way they handle themselves, the way they prepare. It's all that real contagious stuff that I reckon, you know, we're going to get even more value from.
That's the insight we need. Yeah, bro. Sean, I know you don't have to answer this question, but this signing, does it make you think about next year? I know you're locked into this year. I know you got to say, like, yeah, I'm worried about this year, but just be honest, did it tickle a little bit?
I always give you the answer you're after. I mean, I probably stated at the start of the year that I'm not closed off the, you know, the possibility of playing next year. And players like Fish coming on board, you do want you to make, well, I guess they want you to help certainly make it a little easier for me to want to do that.
In the same breath,
lad, like, yes. I tell you what, we win the comp this year. I'll see you later, lad. I'm off into the sunset, you know what I mean?
I hear you, bro.
There's multiple ways this can play out. Yeah.
Hey, Shawnee, brother, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Good luck tonight. Bro, I didn't even care because you can't say this right now. I'm probably going to get in trouble for swearing, but that's how we all feel right now. Guess that he's coming back. Yeah!
Up the Waz, baby.
Up the Waz. Good luck, brother.
Cheers, bro. Thank
you. Shawnee, love you.
The man. Guy. Taking the time. And he listens to the potty too. Come on, you couldn't want more.
Good luck to the boys tonight.
Get up the boys. Sean, honestly, life is life right now.
I can't stop it. Good luck tonight, boys.
This is The Morning Shift.
It's a Friday, baby! And you know what that means. Friday, Forgotten Bangers. Let's push! Mark, how does it work, my son, Mark?
Super simple, Jordan, and thank you for asking. All you need to do is bring a song this week that doesn't forget the ABCs. It has to be Abandoned.
Yes.
It has to be a banger.
B.
And it has to be credible.
C. And our shifters will decide in the comments.
It's not even us.
While they're listening,
it's
not about us.
We're just bringing offerings, man. You can taste them.
Bringing offerings. Hey. Who's up first? Is it me?
Yeah, you hit us off this week.
I got a little build into mine, you know, but I hope that when it drops, you're reminded of where you were when the song came out, and also that you weren't going to associate yourself with the topic. If you know, you shouldn't know.
I don't know. Wait. There's boots.
Friday Forgotten Bangers. I know you're in love with it.
Hey.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
I got it.
I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the coco.
Let's boots.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
That's it.
I got it for the lolo.
Turn up.
Play King Soda.
I'm in love with the coco. Hit my plug. That's my
Play King Soda. Play King Soda.
That is me.
Got it for the lolo.
For your Friday, Forgotten Bangers. Love with the coco. OT Genesis.
Cocoa Puffs,
that's it.
Love me some Cocoa Puffs. All right, that's number one.
That was cute, Jordan.
Oh. We got energy today, I love it.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I got the C word.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Super cute. Mine comes from a time where if you were aggressive, you wore it on your sleeve. If you were going out to town, you wore it on your sleeves. Now, if you're traveling with kids in the car, please turn this down. They don't need to hear this. This was on a time where aggression was king.
You need
day, Limp Bizkit came in hot. They came in strong. Now, you may not like Fred Durst, and I'm one of those people that didn't actually like Fred Durst, but you can't deny it. He came in with some bangers. They were aggressive. They were in your face. There was a time where you just got ready on a Saturday night not to go out dancing, not to have a drink, but just get into a Rumbox. I bring you back to that time, ladies and gentlemen. Rumbox!
Maybe mine was cute.
Yours was cute, baby.
That's all right.
Whoa, Mark.
Bring the energy today, Mark.
Okay,
I love
the energy. I'll be completely honest with you. I know mine's a banger. I know it's credible.
We'll be decided.
Yeah, I'll let you guys be the decider of whether it's completely forgotten. But either way, I know we're going to enjoy it. We're going to have a party outside of that. Guys, when you start your engine, what do? You just want to...
Might be holding your hand, but I'm holding it loose. Go to talk, then we chokers like our necks in a noose. Avoid the obvious, we should be facing the truth. Start to think it could be Finland, but I'm kind of shocked because I never really had any doubts. Look into your eyes, imagine life without you. And your love kick starts again. Same old me, you get bored and I get cold feet. Get high, get wandering eyes. Forget I've never ever had it so sweet. I realize what I've got when I'm out of town. Cause deep down you're my girl in the golden crown. My princess and the
double. That is your Friday Forgotten Bangers for another week. Well done, lads. Well done. That is the show. Thank you for the week. Parents, one more week of school holidays. Kids, please be good. Your parents
they love you.
Yeah, I want to say they love you.
They love you only so far, though. So, like,
but remember, we always love you. And check on your people. See you guys next week.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer he came with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.